We're going to head out to Mount Pleasant and be joined by Central Michigan head coach Jim McElwain. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. I hope everybody's doing good.
Congratulations on your victory against Akron and that 45-24 victory. And after getting back to the office and looking at the film, talk about your victory.
Well, the you know, first off, I just tell you how excited I am and how happy I am for you know, our players. You know, we had a great crowd at the game. I thought they made a difference, and you know, just feel really good about. You know, it's been a while since we've won a conference game, and you know, obviously, you know, for our program, playing the way we played, you know, I feel good about it, and happy for all the people involved, you know, with this program.
Again, a reminder for our writers in the call, please hit star 1 on your keypad for questions for Coach McElwain and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Let's go to our first question for Coach McElwain.
Your first question is from Will Salmon with The Athletic.
Hi, Will.
Hey, Jim. Sorry to switch gears for a second, but one of your former players, okay, Kyle Trask, finally got the opportunity to kind of play some meaningful snaps, certainly made the most of it. I was just curious what you kind of made, what sort of made you want to recruit him? What his perceived strengths, weaknesses, upside were to you?
Well, I feel horrible for Felipe. You know, I mean, that injury was ugly, and you know, thoughts are with him and a quick recovery. But, you know, Kyle was a guy that obviously was kind of under the radar, played behind a really good player at his high school, you know, that was a different type of player, and always had total confidence in Kyle. And I know he's going to make the most of this opportunity, and you know, it's great to see those guys winning, and now Kyle will get his chance, you know, to do what he does best. And I think what that is really having a command of the offense and getting the ball to the people who, you know, can make it happen. So, you know, happy for Kyle. Really feel bad for Felipe and all the things he's been through.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Your next question is from Dave Gricke with the Detroit News.
Hi, Dave.
Congratulations. How are you doing? Congratulations on your win.
Thanks, man. I just can't tell you how happy I am for these kids just to kind of see a little bit of that monkey jump off their back, you know? So.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk about the play of Moore, your quarterback, and Quentin's, you know, his status? Because now you got a couple really, really good quarterbacks that can do the job.
Yeah, I feel, you know, we felt good about it going in. We obviously knew we weren't going to, you know, set ourselves short at that position. And that's why we went out and got these guys. And you know, I thought David had really good command of the game. You know, I felt – obviously missed a couple throws we'd love to have back, and yet sometimes you get in there and try to do too much. I thought he let the game come to him, took his shots when he needed to, which was great to see. And, you know, in Quentin's case, I was just down in the training room a little bit ago, and you know, his rehab's coming good, but we're still a ways away on that. And, you know, in the meantime, we'll just keep building with David and you know, move forward as a team.
Is Pimpleton what you thought he'd be, playmaker?
Yeah, he's pretty darn good. He's, you know, I keep saying he's just so fun to be around, you know. We're better when he, you know, has touches and meaningful touches, you know. I think, you know, he did a good job in some third down situations for us. You know, he showed a little bit of all he could do, you know, even with that first kind of pass that he threw, and you know, a guy that you know, is truly a real real playmaker, and you know, it's his energy is infectious.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Matt Baker with the Tampa Bay Times.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, Jim. You doing all right?
How you been, bud? Yeah, I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Hope you and the family are all great and grace and everything. I got another Kyle question, and then I wanted to then I want to ask you about your team for a second. Are you surprised at all? I mean, you know Kyle well. Are you surprised that Trask stuck around in this era of the transfer portal when he could have bolted somewhere else easily?
Well, I mean, here's one of the things that truly kind of attracted us to him, to be honest, is, you know, here's a guy that played at a really good high school. You know, the system necessarily didn't fit him, and yet he stayed there, you know, and he fought it out and, you know, had a really productive senior year, actually, when he did get in. So it doesn't surprise me. I think he's a guy that, you know, once he commits to something, he sees it through. And you know, he's a great teammate, and I'm sure that they're going to rally around him.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are your thoughts on coming back to coach in the state of Florida?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, I love Florida and you know, the people there bringing our team into Miami against a team like that, you know, it's going to be tough. But you know what, our guys are up for it and excited to get back there. We've got quite a few kids from the state on our team, and I know they're excited to get back and show their family and friends, you know, what they're doing up here at Central Michigan.
Cool. Thank you, Jim. Good luck this week.
Thanks, Matt. Good hearing from you, man.
You too.
Your next question is from Evan Petzold with the Central Michigan Life.
What's up, Evan?
How's it going, Jim? How's it going?
Good, buddy. What's happening?
Not much, but looking at just going into Miami, and I know you did that against Wisconsin, essentially, you know, coming off a win, and now you're coming off another win, you know, going to play a bigger program like Miami. Is there a different feeling this time? Is there a different type of energy or vibe just because it's coming off such a big win, or is it kind of the same mentality and the same approach?
Well, yeah, I think you've got to, you know, again, build on the things you did well and learn from the things that you know, need to get corrected. I'm going to go back and just say I really feel good about, you know, what these guys have accomplished so far, and more so just how they're going about their business. And, you know, we'll see as the week goes on a little bit. You know, yesterday in our family dinner, you know, you could tell some guys kind of carrying themselves, you know, in a good way. And I think that's important, and yet understanding that, you know, the reason you were able to get the win is because of the work and the preparation you put in. So we'll see how that goes this week, and looking forward to getting down there.
And then also looking at the quarterbacks, I mean, obviously you talked a lot about David Moore, but when you got to Central Michigan, I mean, what was the urgency, in your opinion, to bring in guys that could throw the football? I know you brought in Dormady, you know, Moore, and then Daniel Richardson. How important was that to get those guys in there, and where was the level of urgency at, you know, at that position when you showed up?
Well, you know, obviously we, the guys that were, you know, on the roster, we just felt we needed to, you know, make sure that we didn't get, you know, we weren't short at the position, if that makes sense. You know, Tony moving to tight end, you know, took one out of that room, and he had a great game. I was really happy for him and what he did. And you know, really only left us, you know, George, who's been hurt, you know, got hurt early in the year, and then obviously Tommy. And Tommy will get some snaps again, too. He's been doing a good job. But I think that these guys, all three of those guys, came from a background of kind of what we were trying to do. And I think that helped them a little bit. And I was happy with David and more than anything, kind of how he commanded the game. So that was a good thing.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. You bet, bud.
Well, Jim, congratulations on the victory over Akron. We'll let you get back to preparation for your road game at Miami down in Florida. And want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk again next Monday morning.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate it, man.
All right, thank you so much again for Central Michigan and the 45-24 win over Akron in that contest. Again, quarterback David Moore, 20 of 31 passing, 316 yards and two scores, and running back Kobe Lewis, 183 all-purpose yards, including a career-high 146 yards rushing on 27 carries. For Central Michigan, they will be on the road again this coming Saturday, September 21st, at Miami, Florida, and in a game, a 4 p.m. Eastern kickoff, and available on the ACC Network.